Now, generally speaking, around about this time of day, we have a sports or a surf report, a beach report, really, a roundup of what's happening down on the Golden Strip and in the Big Blue. And Steve Honeysett, our regular guy, is away. So, standing in for Steve and probably taking over because, you know, this is the guy's a hot property in the surf world. They call him Johnny One Eye, and he's with me in the studio. Hey, nice to see you, mate.
Great to see you too.
Where does the name Johnny One Eye come from?
That's quite a long story, which I'll touch on
shortly.
Luckily,
we've got some time, so you can take... I mean, it sounds like, well, I know the surf nomenclature for shark is Johnny.
Yes,
has that got anything to do with sharks?
So it definitely has something to do with sharks. It was my name given to me when I was working on the beaches back in 25 years ago. Of course, my name is John, and another name for a shark is Johnny. There was an experience that I actually experienced many years ago. In massive surf conditions, I would try to keep up with the fitness levels. Bathing on that particular day was actually banned. And I decided to take my rescue craft and do some training and do some ins and outs and on this rescue craft. And in surf terms, they call it a lull when the ocean, due to tidal changes, actually goes flat for a few seconds. In this case, it went flat, and I thought, let me paddle out to backline, which was not the brightest thing to do. Surf was around 8 to 10 foot storm surf, but really generally relatively glassy at the back. When I got to the backline in this gray, foamy brown water, I realized it was actually too big to actually paddle back. So in that situation, I decided to do the closest next best thing, was to paddle from Thompson's Bay to Belito, which was quite a daunting experience because just as you go through hole in the wall, a couple of hundred meters out, there's a reef structure called Big Bream there. So a lot of pelagic fish, lots of sharks there. And so now I'm paddling out there and I said, John Van Rooyen, what on earth have you done to put yourself in this situation? Long story short, while I was paddling towards Belito over this reef structure, I had the sixth sense that something was following me, and rightfully so. There's lots of creatures that belong in the ocean before we do as humans, and I looked back, and what I thought was a Zambezi shark busy tailing me, and they're very evident. I do a lot of spearfishing, so it was quite evident that I could see that it was a Zambezi, or my mind was really making all this stuff up in the fear that I had. Anyway, long story short, I thought this thing was going to take me out, and it never actually did so. Got to Belito eventually, and to my dismay, I realized the surf was even bigger there.
Wow.
So I had all these guys, my colleagues that were working in that tower back in the day, Bruce Wilson and a couple of guys, thinking, what on earth is this lifesaver doing out here in such big conditions? The only other thing I could do was paddle all the way back to Thompson's Bay, hoping that it would be smaller. And I had to go through that psychological warfare of paddling over that same section where that shark wanted to harass me. Anyway, eventually, after an hour of being at backline, I waited for the tide to shift and made my way back in. And ever since that day, the guys called me Johnny One Eye.
Oh, now you're on the shark-infested radio waves and doing a surf report. Welcome to you. And oh, by the way, this report is going to go up regularly now on our WhatsApp channel. So if you want to subscribe to our WhatsApp channel, you know what to do. And you'll be able to then find all of John One Eye's surfing and beach reporting on that channel. So over to you, mate.
Yep, great to be here, and thanks for this honor and privilege. But good morning, people of the 032 and people of the Promised Land. And we do certainly live in such a beautiful place here on the North Coast, on the Dolphin Coast, which I really don't take it for granted, and none of you guys should either. What is the motion of the ocean today? Temperature's a little bit fresh, currently at 15 degrees. Max temp around 18, definitely a bit of a cold front brewing at the moment. First light was 5 this morning, with the last light at 7:15. Definitely evident that the sun is sticking a little bit longer out there in the evening. Ocean's relatively glassy with some 3 to 4 foot sets. Definitely wetsuit material if you are going to brave the cold. High tide just after 5 a.m. this morning, with a low tide at 11:15. And then with a pushing tide again at 5 this afternoon. If you are planning to launch a fishing ski or a boat, be mindful there is a very strong shore break at the moment. It can catch you off guard. Friday, still that cold front at 19 degrees. Ocean's looking very promising tomorrow with moderate offshore winds. So if tomorrow is the day that you're going to surf or fish, even though it's going to be a little bit overcast, I would definitely choose tomorrow. And then Saturday, unfortunately not looking good with the northeast wind blowing. I know there's lots of chaps that are in the spearfishing fraternity that are planning to go up to Sedwana. There's a low-pressure swell brewing out at sea, which is generally a storm out at sea, causing this sudden increase in swell. Saturday, we're expecting relatively huge groundswell pushing through, and this sudden short time of wind and swell that pushes through over one night is called a bomb cyclone. It doesn't happen often, but it's generally when the ocean goes from 3 to 4 foot to 8 to 10 foot over one night. Visibility, if you're planning to spearfish, 2 to 3 foot visibility is not great at all. That's generally all the rain that we've had over the last few days pushing the water out of the river mouths into the ocean. So if you're planning to spearfish, yeah, that's not the greatest conditions. Over at Johnny One Eye.
Well, thank you, John. And that report was brought to you proudly by Blinds, Shutters and Awnings.